My name's Ro Cambridge, and when people are introduced to me or vice versa, they often say, oh, so what's Ro short for? And or is it short for something? And I say, yes, it is short for something. So then I tell them the story. It's shorthand for a whole lot of choices that were made about my name by other people and by me. So this is how I got my name, basically. Like many of you here, I was born at a very early age in a time when it was absolutely natural for a child to be given their father's surname. So on my original birth certificate, my name is Rosemary Joan T, T-double-E. No problem with that. But when my parents divorced, my father wasn't a terribly pleasant man, so my mother went and took us into hiding. And to make us more difficult to find, she changed her name to Mason. She chose that name because a Dr. Diana Mason was the doctor who delivered my brother. So she took the name Mason. I was still legally Rosemary Joan T. It was a little bit awkward at school. My first school didn't make any difference. I was legally Rosemary Joan T, and I was T, cup of tea in the playground, but no big deal. But after we'd left and my mother changed her name, I went by the name of Mason, although my legal name remained T. So in the playground, I became Mason, Mason, Washhand Basin. And there was always this awkwardness about having two names. You have to explain why. So that sort of continued really right up till I went to university. At university, though, someone started calling me Ro, and I thought, that's actually meant to be my name. I never had liked Rosemary. So I discovered that it's actually very easy to change your name. You do something called a deed poll. It's not very tricky, and it wasn't very expensive in those days either. So I decided that I would change my name to Ro. And I thought, well, while I'm around about it, I will change my surname to match my mother's name. Then we'll get past this problem about me being called something quite differently from my mother. So that's what I did in my next birth certificate said Ro Joan Mason. So far, so good. I was just entering my feminist stage, which I haven't actually exited from yet, and I discovered that Dr. Diana Mason, whose name I now had, was the head of an anti-abortion organisation called SPUC, Society for the Protection of the Unborn Child. Now, the writer and the book lover in me loved the fact that her husband was Bruce Mason, who's the New Zealand playwright, who wrote End of the Golden Weather. So, that was pretty good, but I didn't like the fact that my name, which was nothing to do with me actually personally at all, might be associated with SPUC. So I thought, I know, I'll change my name again. You get into the swing of it after a while. So I got another deed poll out, and I changed my name to Ro. I changed my family name to Cambridge. And I thought Cambridge is a great name because it was my mother's maiden name, and because my grandparents were first cousins, they were both called Cambridges, which meant actually I had great-grandparents called Cambridges. So I became a Cambridge for perfectly good reasons. But while I was about it, I thought, you know, I've never really liked Joan either. So, but Joan was my mother's name. I thought it was a bit mean just to drop that. So I cut just the last three letters off and I kept the J. So my third birth certificate says Ro J Cambridge. And I'm really, really happy with that. You'll be pleased to know. And there's only one tiny drawback to my present name, and that is that I occasionally get mail addressed to Mr. Rog Cambridge. And just when I was thinking about this story today, I got this great punchline, which I hope you will enjoy. A Ro by any other name does not smell as sweet.